I have my internal affairs people out here. I've had my director of institutions out here. I'm out here reviewing the same thing they were all reviewing. So there's been three sets of people viewed what's going on. Some of the things going on I'm willing to talk about are the fact that we have a 33-year-old facility. And so there's some vulnerabilities with that facility. There's other things as well. I don't want to talk about them so much because I don't want to expose any more of the vulnerabilities that we have. I can just say this. Anytime one of these incidents happen, we do everything we can to secure it. So we have done some things already to secure the facility a little bit better.
Are these vulnerabilities like structural with the building, or are they more procedural, the way that the building is run by the people?
Anytime you have one of these things occur, it's not just one or the other. But some of this is in relation to structural issues that we're remediating right now. But some of it is policy issues, too, and some of the things that we can correct or remediate a little bit there, too. I have to be careful what I'm going to say, but there are some things about when other inmates communicate other things to inmates about certain parts of the building, and they only know that because some of the trusted inmates or employers, we wouldn't put these two guys who escape. So, but you have to be careful that one person doesn't relay information to another person. So the bottom line is that each one of these bad events is a learning lesson for the department. Well, as I said, we've dedicated ourselves to telling the truth about it. And okay. We reveal what went wrong, and we do everything we can to fix it. So I've talked to people in the community. I do not want this to happen again. Believe me, I lost a lot of sleep over this thing. I couldn't be more pleased the way it ended up. I mean, I've been praying over this thing, and all of my staff have been, that we would find these two guys quickly, and no one else, you know, nobody would get hurt. And fortunately, nobody did. And so, in my way of thinking, as far as bad incidents go, this had a better result than I could have hoped for in some ways, because we got them back very short order with the help of local police department, both the PD, my probation officers, my institutional, my staff. We brought staff in from Goose Creek to cover the institution, while my staff became armed and did the search as well. So we had all hands on deck about it. I'm really pleased with the response. Not happy, of course, that it happened in the first place, but this is a rough business, and it's a dangerous business sometimes, and you just have to learn from your mistakes and go from there.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.